Good morning. Another beautiful start to the day across interior New York and New England with crisp temperatures in the 50s, almost no humidity out there, and lots of sunshine to start the day. Complements of high pressure, which is centered right over New York and New England early on this Wednesday. This will lead to lots of sunshine throughout the morning and into the afternoon today. Again, with low humidity, it'll be comfortably warm with temperatures in the upper 70s and lower 80s. High pressure will hang on tonight with a clear sky in the evening. Then, as it slides off the eastern seaboard, some clouds will start to stream in from the west. Temperatures not nearly as cool, but still comfortable, upper 50s and lower 60s. Tomorrow we may see some morning sunshine, but a front approaching from the west will bring more clouds our way during the course of the day. And as the front draws closer in the afternoon, showers will develop, even a couple of thunderstorms possible toward evening as high temperatures reach to just about 80. Showers and storms will continue into the night tomorrow night before drying out for Friday morning. But an upper-level batch of energy will still have to roll through during the day on Friday, so we'll call for a mix of sun and clouds, and still the risk of a shower, maybe a rumble of thunder, mainly across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. Highs on Friday will be in the lower 80s. Over the weekend, a reinforcing bundle of energy will rotate through from the Great Lakes, and this will produce a few widely scattered showers both weekend days. And again, the best chance for these showers will be in the mountains. Otherwise, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs in the upper 70s Saturday and in the mid-70s on Sunday. It looks like the cooler than normal air will last into the beginning of next week with partly sunny skies Monday in the mid-70s and middle to upper 70s with another chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the Central Plains and Mid-Missouri Valley. A cold front is forecast to advance southeastward across Iowa, Nebraska, and northwest Kansas, with a surface low developing along the boundary in far eastern Colorado. Along and south of the front, surface dew points should be in the lower to mid-60s, with the computer models developing moderate instability by afternoon. In addition, forecast models show 40 to 50 knots of deep layer shear with substantial directional turning in the lower levels of the atmosphere. This environment should be sufficient for supercells, and isolated large hail will also be possible. The supercell threat will be conditional upon storm mode. If the favored storm mode is linear, then damaging wind gusts would be the dominant threat. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida, at 7:20 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Thompson Weather Office, Manitoba, Canada, at 8:08 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 41 degrees, with a northwest wind at 35 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 39 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 57 degrees, the dew point 54, 90% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.16 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny skies and highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 80 degrees, the low, 55, the average temperature, 68, that's 4 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 5.39 inches for the month, and 28.81 inches for the year. There were 3 cooling degree days yesterday in Albany, for the month now 347, and for the season 539. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low 62, the record high 98 set in 1917, and the record low 40 in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 5:46 a.m., sunset this evening 8:17 p.m., 14 hours and 31 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight with lows from the mid-50s to lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the middle 80s. Clear early tonight, then increasing clouds with lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs right around 80. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Clear early tonight, then increasing clouds with lows near 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 80s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, early morning sun giving way to clouds, showers and thunderstorms likely late in the afternoon and through the evening, highs around 80. A mix of sun and clouds Friday, still the risk of a few showers, maybe even a rumble of thunder with highs in the lower 80s. A few scattered passing showers over the weekend, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds both Saturday and Sunday with highs in the middle and upper 70s. Mid-70s Monday, partly sunny, and a chance of a shower or thunderstorm again Tuesday with highs in the middle to upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.